Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Day, and we're wrapping up my 19th consecutive live Christmas Day show. I appreciate you being here. Andrew Sherman is our guest. Andrew, thank you for 16 great years as a member of our Brain Trust and for at least 10 as my abiding guest on Christmas Day. I appreciate you very much. One of the things that, and this, his website, folks, is Jones Day. .com and as you know, that's his law firm, and as you know, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check those out, and you'll find some stuff there for that are holiday related, including these segments. If you want to go back and listen to any of these segments, they'll be up later today. Andrew, one of the things that we need more of in the world, and it seems to be in shorter and shorter supply, is tolerance. And one of the things that this country was built on was tolerance, religious tolerance, ideological tolerance, philosophical tolerance. All you had to do to be happy in America was to believe in the values which our Constitution embody that provide us with liberty that were derived from the freedoms that we were given from God. I believe that God gave us the right to be free, and America created liberties on top of that. What do you think? And those liberties are based on tolerance.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'll say most, because apparently there's some extremist interpretations, but the teachings of most religions, including, you know, Islam and Muslim and all these things that are being bantered around in the press and the debates, is about making yourself a better person, about treating your neighbors with respect, about understanding, you know, your purpose on the world. I mean, it's not about running around killing people in the name of God, whatever your God may be. And so we got to do better reconnecting with those values. You know, when what makes somebody wake up in the morning and say, hey, you know what, today, instead of going to work, I think I'm going to shoot 19 people. I mean, who does that? Who you know, you've got to have a serious mental sickness to convince yourself that that's what any God or any other human wants you to do, that's your purpose on the
earth. They're hijacking a religion, just like someone who shoots someone in a Planned Parenthood building because they don't like abortions. I don't like abortions either, but that doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't make sense to me to fight for an unborn child's life by killing someone.
That's right.
I mean, this is a form of insanity, and it's hijacking the principles of tolerance, isn't it? I mean, what's more tolerant than the First Amendment?
Yeah, well, and you know, when the founders of this country set out to lay out the groundwork, They did want to build the exact values that you started with. And so, you know, on this Christmas Day, with the last few minutes that we have, you know, I still believe this is the greatest by far country on the planet. I still believe that our grit and our resilience and our willingness and ability to live neighbor to neighbor with people that come from very different backgrounds or very different beliefs, but first we're Americans, you know, I still believe very, very strongly in those principles. And what better day than whether it's July 4th, you know, a country holiday, or Christmas, or Hanukkah, or Passover, or whatever day it may be, you know, to remind about not only ourselves, but to take a few minutes, you know, after all the presents are unwrapped and after everybody's had their holiday cheer, you know, sit down with your families for just a few minutes and talk about these values and reinforce them. What better thing? What better gift could we give each other?
I'll tell you something else. I think that this is a time when we could use more leadership from our government. We need to hear more from the states, from statesmen. You know what? Don't you think, Andrew? There are things. Don't you think that there are members, leadership in our government that could be more vocal in setting the example on these things?
Well, we have divisiveness at the federal level like I've never seen before. You know, we have talented athletes like Odell Beckham, mm-hmm. you know, last week showing unsportsmanlike conduct in unbelievable ways. I mean, do you know how many kids look up to an Odell Beckham and say, I want to be him one day, and then he pulls what he did last weekend?
And the news media needs to focus more on those people who are like that. Andrew, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, as always.
No problem. Merry Christmas
it very much.
To you, Jim, always.
And let's have a good 2016 together.
I would love that to be.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I want to wrap up by saying, my friends, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things. Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.